The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Q104. 90s college vibes on a Friday morning.
For well, you, maybe.
Yeah, I was going to say, college vibes for me.
Childhood vibes for Alyssa.
Alyssa was just an infant.
Just a wee little gal.
When Oasis was making hit songs. It's the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. Yesterday, parent-teacher conferences for my 9-year-old, my 4th grader, Drew. I don't know what it is. Whenever I walk inside an elementary school, I immediately regress, and I am a kid all over again.
Oh my gosh, what do you do?
I'm nervous about talking to teachers.
You're the parent.
I'm older than these teachers now at this point. And I'm nervous because I think that I'm going to get in trouble. If I saw the principal yesterday, I would have probably just had some sort of a meltdown.
Oh my God.
I would have thought, oh my God, something is terribly wrong. I'm going to have detention for a week.
Okay, you got to give me the details here because I tried to ask Bill like 20 minutes ago to tell me what happened at parent-teacher conferences and he won't tell me anything. He's like, well, we're going to talk about it. So let's talk about it.
I know you were hoping for something to have gone horribly wrong with Drew.
Only a little part of me.
Yeah. No, me too, actually. I was hoping for some more of a lively, entertaining story to tell about Drew, about how he's doing something obnoxious at school.
Right.
And they've just had enough. You know, they're thinking about expelling him. Give me anything. There's none of that going on with him. He's doing just fine.
And he's a pleasure to have in class.
They say he doesn't even talk in class.
What?
Like he doesn't, they say we would love it if he would share more because he's obviously bright, but he doesn't really want to share or contribute. And I don't understand where that's coming from. Like it's almost like he is on his best behavior at school and then he comes home and just unloads on the rest of us and he's more himself.
Okay, so he just like lets it all build up during the day and then comes home and just like,
yeah,
ah.
And we're trying to figure out, you know, we were in the discussion, is Drew feeling nervous? Does he not want to share because he's embarrassed to share, whatever symptom it might be? That's not the case. We all agree he's a very confident kid. It's just he has this quiet confidence at school.
Huh.
And they don't understand it. I mean, they love it. It's just that it's just completely unexpected to hear it's unexpected for me to hear teachers talk about my son. And I think that I know him. And it feels like they're describing another kid. It's really bizarre.
You're like, who are we talking about right now? Are you sure that this is the right kid?
For the second year in a row, I had to double check. Are you talking to the correct parents.
Is this the right Drew?
About the right kids. It's really bizarre.
Well, I mean, that's great, though, that he got a glowing review from the teachers.
I know. I know. I mean, we're so proud. We stopped and bought cupcakes after the parent-teacher conference and went home and presented Drew with cupcakes as a reward for a glowing report at school and his wonderful report card.
Was Drew worried about, when you guys came home, was he worried about what the teacher would have had to say?
I don't think he was worried one bit.
Oh, so he knows he's a golden child.
Quiet confidence. That's what he has.
You know what? Maybe we all need a little bit more of that.
Yeah. Drew is more healthy than I am right now at my stage in my life. Q104, good morning. Friday morning, the Q Morning Show, Q104. It's Bill and Alyssa. I'm guessing you didn't watch Jeopardy last night.
You would guess correct on that.
See if you can guess the answer to this question.
The TV show in question 200.
Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity is hosted by this man who's maybe more famous as a boyfriend than as a three-time Super Bowl champ.
Derek. Who's Travis Kelce?
Correct. Oh, no!
The way my jaw dropped.
Jeopardy throwing some shade towards Travis Kelce.
You know what, though? I would like to hear Travis Kelce's thoughts on this. I feel like he is so proud to be Taylor Swift's bae. I don't even know that would bother him.
I absolutely would not be bothered by it.
I know. If you're dating Taylor, you're literally dating Taylor Swift. Nothing anyone says can hurt you.
I mean, it's really hard to compare. I can't really compare my life to Taylor Swift, but I am so immensely proud of my wife. And if she gets all the attention and she got all the glory, mm-hmm. and people are making jokes at my expense over her, I would laugh right along with it.
And you're like, yes. Yeah, my wife is awesome.
Exactly.
You got that right.
It's exactly how I'd feel.
Yeah, I would like to, I'll have to tune into his, the next episode of their podcast and see if he talks about it.
Yeah, I bet he doesn't address it. Earlier this morning, we were talking about how Alyssa, who is all moved into her house in Parma Heights, is having difficulty backing out of the driveway.
It's become a thing.
And there are suggestions of people on the text of things you can do. And then Laura is on the phone as well. Laura, good morning.
Good morning.
So you have a suggestion for Alyssa on how to deal with her pulling out of her driveway problem.
Yeah. A few of my friends that live in Palm Heights and other cities actually dug out part of their front lawn and put cement down and made a pull out.
That's so smart.
They could pull in there and back out and pull out straight.
Is that something you think you can handle, Alyssa? Can you go?
That sounds like a nice springtime project for us.
I'm a full-time door dasher, and when I pull in the driveways, and I hate backing out of main roads.
Oh, yeah.
And I love people that have those in their lawn, because I could pull in there, back out, and then pull straight out.
And honestly, I mean, we are big users of DoorDash, too, so if it could help me and the DoorDashers, two birds, one stone.
I work in that area, so you never know.
I would hate to give up part of your lawn for that, though.
Hey, that's less than mow.
That is true. That is true. And neither Bryce nor I really have experience in mowing the grass. So that might be a good solution for us. But also, it's just nice to know and to hear from, thank you, Laura, for calling. It's nice to know that I'm not the only one having this problem.
No, yeah, I know a lot of people that have that problem.
That I'm not just, like, so bad at maneuverability in a car. I'm so glad it's not just me.
So now, Alyssa, you got to dig up your front yard.
I'll come and help you, Alyssa.
Got to put some concrete down.
Thank you.
You feel
Thank
comfortable
you.
Doing that?
I'll come help you.
I was going to say, with her help, yes, I feel comfortable with that. I will
All
get
right.
it done.
I know how to do it. I helped my friend do it.
Neighbors helping neighbors in Parma Heights. Very
we
good.
Love to see it.
Mixing cement, is that something you thought you'd be doing in a few months?
No, but it's a new skill I'm willing to learn.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, Red Flag Friday. So here's what's going on. You're in a relationship. Maybe you've gone out on a couple of dates. Maybe you've only gone out on one date, but something has happened. It's a potential red flag that you've noticed. And maybe you've talked about it with some friends, but you're not really sure, should you continue in this relationship. That's what Red Flag Friday is all about. Let's say good morning to Haley in Lakewood. Haley, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Tell us about the red flag that you have noticed, and then we're going to tell you if you should stay or if you should go.
Okay, I feel even silly like bringing this up as a red flag. So I went on a date with this guy that I met, and everything was normal. Like, the conversation was normal. Honestly, there's only one kind of strange thing that happened towards the end of the night, and I just can't stop thinking about it.
Okay.
What was it? I'm curious now.
Okay, so we decided we wanted to go out to eat, and he asked me what I liked, and I told him sushi. So he's like, oh, I know this great sushi place. And we went there. We're there. We're ordering drinks, and it's time to order, like, actual food. And he tells the server, I'm going to be honest. I don't like sushi. Like, I'm not the biggest fan. Would I be able to order off the kids' menu? And they just let him. And he doesn't feel, like, any shame about it. He's, like, so unabashedly, like, fine with just ordering off the kids' menu. And I was like, what is happening?
Bro, no!
Well, yeah, what did he order?
He orders chicken tenders.
Chicken tenders?
Chicken tenders, fries, a side of mac and cheese. And I'm just like, at a sushi restaurant? Really? Like, you're going to be so, like dead ass about that? Like, you're gonna do that?
And on a first date?
Yeah. And I even asked him, I asked him before, during, and after. I was like, do you want to go somewhere else? Like, are you sure you're fine with this? And then, like, after he ordered that, I was like, are you sure you don't want to go somewhere else? And he's like, no, I'm fine. And I was like, you're definitely not fine for doing that then. So, I don't know. Like, that was the only weird thing that happened, but I just think it's bizarre, and I've been trying to, like, ask my friends about it.
First of all, what sushi restaurant has a children's menu? Is that common? Like, at a sushi place, have a children's menu?
It's Sakana in Rocky River.
Oh, my God. I love Sakana.
Yeah. So, like, I'd never been there before.
It is a great place for families. So, I guess that's why they have a children's menu.
I was going to say, because otherwise, I don't really think I have seen children's menus at sushi restaurants.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking,
especially
too.
Not with mac and cheese and tendies.
Right. Okay. So that's interesting. So he suggested sushi, or you suggested sushi? I forget.
He asked me what I like to eat, and I said sushi. So he said, oh, okay, great. I know a place we can go.
So he just wanted to please you.
Like, I don't know that I would actually consider this, like, a legit red flag, but it's weird as hell.
Okay, everything else was normal about the night. There was nothing else weird about the guy. It's just the fact that he ordered dinner off the children's menu.
Yeah, he was just like a regular, normal guy. I guess I wish that he told me that he didn't like sushi and then didn't order off the kids' menu. I don't know. Like, I really like food. I have a lot of passion about food. So when you order something like that, kind of irks me.
Okay, 216-474-0104. Is this a red flag?
Or is it just weird? Like, it could just be weird. It doesn't have to particularly be a red flag. That's kind of what I'm trying to figure out right now. I don't know.
Haley in Lakewood and her date went out for sushi. He ordered chicken nuggets and fries and mac and cheese off the children's menu.
That's insane.
Is that a red flag? Should she go out on another date with him? 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. 104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa, Red Flag Friday. Haley in Lakewood called up to tell us about a recent first date that she had where this guy asked her, where do you want to go to eat? What's your favorite food? I will take you there. And she said sushi. And so they went to a sushi restaurant and he proceeded to order off the kids menu. He ordered chicken tenders and French fries and mac and cheese.
And he doesn't like sushi.
And she's sitting there eating her sushi like, why are we here? Yeah, why did we come here if he didn't enjoy the food? And she's like, is this a red flag? Should I go out on another date with this guy? We are going to the phones. It's Karen in Akron. Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
Is this a red flag for you?
No. I think it was him just trying to accommodate the first date, make a good impression, take her where she wants to go. So she can be happy. You know, I mean, not everybody likes sushi. So, you know, I don't think it's a red flag. I think he did it to make her happy.
Thank you, Karen. I appreciate you listening this morning. Robert in Painesville, is this a red flag for you?
Absolutely not.
Why do you say so?
Because, again, I agree with Karen on all her points. But, you know, I think she's a little bit sensitive or too sensitive and probably can say she's probably in her early 20s. But this was a first date. They had a good time. And then, again, he wanted to accommodate her. There might have been other reasons why he didn't, other than he didn't like sushi. Maybe there was something, he's never had it, or he has allergies. But in any case, I'd like to know if the discussion went even further and her asked him why he didn't. If it was a financial thing where he felt maybe he didn't have enough money, maybe that might have been some underlying issues. But other than that, and that could have been a red flag. But other than that, absolutely no issues or no red flags.
All right. Yeah, Robert's right. There could be a myriad of issues. Why? I think that Haley might have been so thrown off.
Yeah.
I mean, she kept suggesting, do you want to go somewhere else?
I would feel bad, too. If it's a first date and your date is sitting there eating something off the kids' menu, oh, my gosh. I'd be like, oh, I just want this to be over. I think it might have just left a bad taste in her mouth.
This should be fun. It's Lisa and John calling in from South Amherst. And they are clearly in the car driving together. But you guys have been married for a while. You heard Red Flag Friday. Did either of you hear a red flag here?
I do not. I think I agree with the other callers. I think he was just trying to make a good impression and wanted to, you know, see where this could go and have good conversation. Doesn't always have to be, the food is great or whatever, but I think he was just trying to have a good first date and see where.
Amen. He's just trying to kiss her butt, make her feel good.
All right. That's what Lisa and John have to say. Sorry, I can't take the car phone.
Okay, so the final decision?
I would have to say, I'm going to say not a red flag. Either.
Not a red flag.
You agree with me?
You know what? I think I do. I don't think that this is a red flag. I just think that it is something to bring up before a potential second date of like, okay, we went to a place that I liked. What kind of food do you like? Let's go somewhere with that. And then if he still orders off the kids' menu, then call us back and we'll have to reassess here.
I do think it's highly unusual what he did. I don't see myself ever doing something like that. It's been a long time since I've been dating. I can understand wanting to please your date and make them happy and take them to a restaurant where they're really going to enjoy the food.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I would have ordered off the kids' menu. But I mean, maybe he was really comfortable around her.
Maybe he just really wanted some mac and cheese and some tendies and fries. Like I don't know.
Yeah. So I think we're all in agreement. Not a red flag. Haley, give him another chance. Find a restaurant that he wants to go to.
But also, please report back. I'm invested in this story now.
Yeah, I feel good about these guys. The Q Morning Show, Q104. Thank you so much for being.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here this morning.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Sabrina in North Olmsted, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's play Alyssa's College of Knowledge, a three-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your three questions, Sabrina?
I am ready.
Let's go. Name the chef behind the shows Hell's Kitchen and MasterChef.
Gordon Ramsay.
Question two. What iconic phrase would greet AOL users whenever they logged onto their email?
Welcome.
And question three. How fast can cheetahs run? Is it more or less than 60 miles per hour?
More.
Sabrina, I've got you down for 2 out of 3 today.
Awesome.
Let's get Alyssa back in here quickly.
Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio?
What are you up to this morning, Sabrina?
I'm getting ready to go to work.
Thank you for having us on.
Always.
While you go to work in the morning, Alyssa is back. Sabrina in North Olmsted went 2 for 3 today.
Not too shabby, Sabrina.
Thank you. Good luck.
Oh, thank you.
And here are your three questions, Alyssa. Name the chef behind the TV shows Hell's Kitchen and MasterChef.
Gordon Ramsay.
I didn't think he was a household name. I guess he is.
He's got TV shows.
He does? I thought the answers would be like, oh my gosh, it's that chef guy. What's his name? But everybody knows Gordon Ramsay, or at least you and Sabrina do.
I confuse him sometimes with Mason Ramsay, who, if you remember, is the Walmart yodel kid.
I would have never have confused those two, ever. I don't even know who you're talking about.
She did me, she did you, she called me baby. You don't? Okay.
No, don't know that.
Never mind.
But I'd love to hear you yodel. Question two. What iconic phrase would greet AOL users whenever they logged onto their email?
Okay, let me do my best impression. You've got mail.
Yep, that's two. Let's see if Alyssa gets the win today. How fast can cheetahs run? Is it more or less than 60 miles per hour?
I'm going to go more.
It is more.
Let's go.
75 miles per hour. That's how fast a cheetah can run. Alyssa gets all three. Sabrina, 2 out of 3 today. However, Sabrina, there is a movie screening happening in your neighborhood.
Exciting.
At Great Northern Mall, it's Ariana Grande and Wicked. And we would love to send you to the advanced screening on November 17th. Would you like tickets?
Yes, perfect. My daughters would love it.
Oh, they will love it.
My name is Sabrina, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Friday morning, the Q Morning Show, Q104. It's Bill and Alyssa. I have failed once again because we want to do this segment now on Fridays. It's called What's Going On in Cleveland, and I failed to come up with the professional open for it. This is the third week in a row that I have forgotten to do it.
So do you need me to do it?
Do you know how to do it?
I said hey!
Well,
what's going on?
Yeah, okay. So this is what it would sound like. This is what it would sound like. Ready? Okay. And now, Bill and Alyssa present.
I said, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, it would sound something like that.
Yeah, we need to get that done.
It needs to be more professional.
But for now, you're going to get the stripped down version of it. So there it is.
All right. So going on in Cleveland this weekend. These are our picks. These are things that we would do. Sometimes we actually do them.
Do. I'm so sorry.
I have a 13-year-old, a 9-year-old, and you.
I'm in good company.
Let's get the sports out of the weekend. The Cavs going for their 10th win in a row with zero losses tonight at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse against the Warriors. And then they have a game tomorrow night, too, against the Nets. Cleveland Charge, the Cavs G League team, kick off their season today.
Oh, fun!
At noon at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse and 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. A fun place to take the kids if they love basketball. And, you know, it's not always easy to get Cavs tickets, so the G League tickets are sometimes more better for your wallet.
Oh, yeah, and those games are always, like, very fun. Any, like, sort of minor league team, I always find that I have the best time at those games.
The Monsters, hockey, they're away all weekend. The Browns have a bye on Sunday. So what is going on that is not sports-related?
Well, I mean, this is kind of sports-related for Sunday, if you're looking for something to do. There's a Brewmaster bye week beer tasting Sunday at Great Lakes Brewing. They're going to have limited small-batch beer tasting, I believe noon to 4 at some of their locations, so that'll be pretty fun. If you're trying to get into the holiday spirit, boy, this weekend is your weekend to start. Because tonight, the North Pole Adventure begins. The train will run through December 19th. Taking the kiddos up to the North Pole, leaving from Peninsula on the Cuyahoga Valley Scenic Railroad. Also tonight at the Akron Civic Theater, Derek Hough's Dance for the Holidays. And then tomorrow and Sunday, I love these so much. It's the Hough's Holiday Boutique in Chagrin Falls. So there's like a bunch of like local makers that will be there. Great time to start your holiday shopping. Great time to support local business if you're into that. Also tomorrow and Sunday, the Totally Rad Vintage Fest at the IX Center. They're going to have free play arcade games, of course, a bunch of vintage clothes and relics from the past. And then looking ahead, next week is Cleveland Restaurant Week, November 11th through the 22nd. Three-course meals for only $39 at 40 participating restaurants. And the Winter Wild Lights opens up the Cleveland Metro Park Zoo starting on Tuesday. We actually were watching the news in the studio, and we actually just got like a sneak peek at that. It looks very, very cool.
I didn't see a sneak peek of what?
Oh, I guess maybe I've just been watching the TV.
Why didn't you point it out?
Of the Winter Wild Lights at the zoo.
Why didn't you say, Bill, look?
Yeah, I should have. I will next time.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's what's happening this weekend.
All right, very good. Should be lots of fun things to choose from.
And if we miss something, let us know. Text us, 216-474-0104.
All right, so we're going to go inside the mind of Alyssa. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104, Bill and Alyssa.
I don't know if you're ready for all that.
Walk me through this. It's the food that you enjoy, but it makes no sense.
Yes, like when I say that, I'll give some examples because it's hard for me to like explain without giving examples.
Okay, good.
For instance, like I said, I love sushi.
Mm-hmm.
I do not like fish.
That makes no sense to me at all.
Right, because see, I hear you. I know. But like if you hand me like salmon on a plate, I'm going to be like, "No, I'm not eating that." Or even fish tacos I won't even do.
So you won't eat cooked salmon, but no. You'll eat raw salmon.
Yes. But only in a roll, only in a sushi form. And then also another one that I have like this, I love chili cheese fries.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like chili.
So you won't eat chili out of a bowl?
Absolutely not. But I won't do that.
If you put it on top of fries, then it's fine.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, the last one I'll give you. Ketchup. I use ketchup in like an egregious way, in a way that like people would be mad if they saw the way that I put it on eggs. I do the stuff. Yeah, whatever.
Okay. All right.
Don't like tomatoes.
Okay.
Make it make sense.
All right. That one I actually. Okay. I don't like tomatoes either. Like raw tomatoes.
Yeah. Like anytime I order a burger, I'm like, take that off there. I don't want it.
Now that has a lot to do with how they make ketchup, though, because it's.
It's like barely tomato, but also even like pasta sauce. I love pasta,
mm-hmm.
and I love red sauce. So that's a little more tomato-y.
It's probably like the extra stuff that they put in there, like the sugar
yeah.
in ketchup that probably makes it more palatable.
Probably. But so I'm just wondering, like, what is like that? What's that food for you that it's like you'll eat it in one form, but definitely not the other form?
Why are you making me think so hard on a Friday?
I'm sorry.
All right.
I don't make the rules.
I don't know why that line
laughed. Yeah, that wasn't like, that funny, but thank you.
I don't make the rules. We have to talk about this, all right? 216-474-0104. What food is that for you? The Q Morning Show, Q104, Mariah. All right, this is starting to make a little more sense to me now.
You getting it?
I think so. Q104, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Alyssa has asked the question, what food do you like, but it makes no sense that you like it? And there's reasons why. She mentioned tomatoes. I don't like tomatoes, but I like ketchup.
Right. And it's like I realize that it is illogical, but it does not change my taste buds.
Charles in Parma, what food is that for you? It makes no sense that you like it.
It's actually onions. I can do onion rings, but I can't do raw onions.
Oh, my gosh. Same. Oh my, I'm adding another one to my list.
Yeah, I can eat onions in cooked onions, like in chili and Chinese food. But when it comes to raw, same thing. Tomatoes, same thing. I eat ketchup, but not tomatoes. So I'm there on that with you.
Okay, so I think it matters what you do to the food to make it more digestible for you.
That yes,
it makes it more enjoyable to eat. Like, for instance, I don't like bananas. However, if you dip a banana in chocolate, I'll probably eat it.
Oh, that's kind of wild. It's still a banana. Like, it still has the same texture. I think that texture is probably a big piece of this, too.
Mm-hmm.
But it has the same texture, even as a chocolate-covered banana. So, like, that's kind of crazy.
Another example, celery. Mm-hmm. I will not eat raw celery. But if I dip some celery into peanut butter, I'll eat it. It goes down easier.
Actually, same, yeah.
But however, the thing about fish is weird to me because you eat raw fish, but yet you won't eat cooked fish or broiled fish.
But the textures are totally different.
That's true. Janet in Lorraine, good morning.
Good morning.
What is that food for you that makes no sense? You love it, but it makes no sense that you love it.
Well, I can't stand the smell or taste of fresh Parmesan cheese. It reminds me of, like, stinky feet or stinky socks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, that's fair.
I love fettuccine alfredo, which is made with Parmesan cheese, butter, and cream. And I agree with the onion guy, too. Awesome.
Janet, what if you're sitting there eating a big bowl of pasta? Will you add a little Parmesan cheese to the top of it?
No.
Okay, nope. You won't do that.
I can't stand it. No.
Right. No, but if it's cooked in,
yeah,
then it's okay.
It's delicious.
Okay.
Yeah, this has got to be like a texture thing. I'm so curious. I wish that we had like more of a scientific response here for this.
Yes, well, that is not my strong suit.
Yeah, that's not why we are in radio. We aren't in radio because we're good at these things.
Let me read some of these texts. I am up with pickles. Up with pickles. They like pickles.
Okay.
But down with cucumbers. Now, I don't get that. Why? Is that from the same family or something? That's not the same thing. A pickle's the same thing as a cucumber.
I think that a cucumber becomes a pickle, like if you pickle it, right? If you like put it in vinegar.
Yeah, pass. I don't know the answer. let's see. I love lemons, but I don't like anything with lemons in it. Example, so lemon cake, lemon pie, Now, that's weird. It's the reverse of what you have going on with the fish.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. And then we also have
peanut. Look at this.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Peanut butter? She likes peanut butter. This person likes peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, but doesn't like any candy with peanut. So you like peanut butter, but you won't eat a Reese's cup? That's insanity right
now. I have one more here that we just got a text that I agree with the opposite on. So they said, I refuse to eat hot dogs, but I will eat bologna. It's the same thing, but in a different shape. And you know what? Yes, it is the same thing, but in a different shape. But I'm the opposite. I will eat hot dogs, but I refuse to eat bologna because it's just cold sliced hot dog.
Oh. We have bologna in our fridge right now. My wife loves it. She likes to make fried bologna sandwiches. I do not care for them, but my kids are into bologna now, and it's in the fridge, and it bothers me that it's in there.
It just stares at you.
Yeah. I'm the only one that won't touch it. Q104.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.